This is Dr. Collins again with another nugget for your bucket. Let's talk about constructive criticism, because you see, this is one of the greatest blessings of life, constructive criticism. And here's an example of how constructive criticism is a key to success. Look at sports. Athletes don't get better by someone pointing out what they do very well. Athletes don't get better when someone points out how great they are. Athletes get better when someone points out what they're doing wrong and the adjustments they need to make. In this respect, sports mirrors life. If someone tells you how to progress and become a better version of yourself, that is constructive criticism. Here's my advice. Don't get mad. Say thank you, because that's what separates the successful from the unsuccessful. It's not talent or skill, but rather having the ability to process constructive criticism, and instead of getting offended that someone challenged you, but rather make the necessary adjustments to become the best version of yourself. And we all have the ability to change our position through personal development, which is spurred on by constructive criticism.